Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
広島大学イングリッシュポッドキャスト異文化ディスカッションへようこそ。この番組異文化ディスカッションでは、広島大学に学ぶ留学生をゲストに招き、東広島での学生生活や身近な話題について英語で話してもらいます。今回から3回にわたり2人のゲストに登場してもらいます。中国出身のリラン、そしてアメリカ生まれのケンシンです。今回の話題は中国とアメリカそれぞれを代表する3つの祝日。聞き手は広島大学のジョー・ラウアーさんです。それではごゆっくりどうぞ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to our cross-culture talk this month. This month and during the next 2 months, we're talking about two countries which are very, very important for Japan, probably for foreign relations in the world. These two countries are the most important. We're talking about China, of course, and the United States, right? These China and the United States are very important for trade, right, for Japan, and for student exchanges. You know how many Chinese students there are in Japan here, and of course for tourism, right? Very important, the United States and China. If Japanese can know more about the United States and China, there can be a better economy in Japan, maybe, and also better world peace possibilities, right? And it's a great pleasure for us to welcome our two guests today. Li Lan from China.
Hi, everyone.
And Kenshin, representing the United States. Actually, he's from Japan, but representing the United States today.
Hi, everyone.
Right. And so first, can you tell us a little about yourselves? Kenshin, why are you representing the United States?
Hi. I was born in Illinois, Chicago, when I was... And I was there for about 2 months, although I came back very early in the age, but I really feel like the United States is my second country. Yeah, that's why I'm representing the United States.
Okay, very good. And when you were older too, you spent some time there, right?
Yes, I've been to New Jersey for a year and I was in Florida for half a year. Yes.
Wow, okay. And Li Lan, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Oh, sure. I'm Chinese, so of course I'm the representative of China. And I came here, Saijo, the Hiroshima, for 4 years, I think. Yeah, more than 4 years. And now I'm a PhD student at Hiroshima University. And my specialty is higher education.
Okay.
I think
wow, a PhD
it.
Student. What part of China are you from?
Do you know Jiangxi province?
Okay. Can you tell us exactly where that is?
Okay, it's in the south of China. It's quite close to Shanghai. I know if I say Shanghai, then most of you will know. I think all of you know Shanghai, but yeah, it's close to Shanghai.
Okay, very good, very good. So Li Lan is a PhD student, and Kenshin, what year are you?
I'm a junior student in undergraduate.
Okay, what's your major?
I'm majoring... My department is called Integrated Global Studies. Basically, I'm trying to study something related to peace studies or peace cooperation.
Okay, peace studies or peace... So what might you do in the future, Kenshin?
Actually, I want to be a lawyer in the future. I'm studying the law stuff, yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, today we're talking about something very important for Chinese culture and American culture. We're talking about holidays. Because as you know, holidays are very strongly connected to traditions and also the characteristics of people. So if we know a little about the holidays in China and the United States, you can know more about the people and the traditions. And I'd like each of you, Kenshin and Li Lan, to tell us about 3 holidays in America and China that you think are very important or interesting, right? How about we'll begin with Kenshin. Can you tell us about One interesting American holiday?
Yes, one of the biggest holidays in the United States would be Christmas Day, as all of you know. But there's a big difference between Japanese way of celebrating Christmas and United American way of celebrating Christmas. First of all, unlike Japan, in the US, Christmas Day is a national holiday, and we usually spend time with family to celebrate Christmas. And this is also different from Japan, but we have strong connection with Christianity itself in order to celebrate Christmas. So Christmas is not something just a holiday, but it's more religious things.
That's right. Right, Christmas is very important in America. And Lilan, can you tell us about an interesting Chinese holiday?
Yeah, sure. So one of the most important festival in China is, as you may know, Chinese New Year. And as you know, we Chinese people, we have a lunar calendar. In this festival, we will do some cleaning and also make some feast and also make some decorations. As you may know, some posting some, how can I say, couplets and also New Year paintings and something like that. And we also give the best wishes to everyone, like a 恭喜发财, like wish you will be rich and very good, you know, in the New Year, something like that.
Right. So the families get together and special food, special decorations like that.
Yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. Let's go back to America. How about another interesting holiday in America, Kenjin?
Sure. The next one is Thanksgiving Day, which is held on the fourth Thursday of November. Historically, Thanksgiving Day was to celebrate autumn harvest because it was really difficult to get the food during that time. But it's really thankful to have food during autumn. And we usually eat turkey with very delicious stuffing. Also, we have
What is stuffing?
Oh, stuffing is it's a mixture of different
kind of bread crumbs.
Yeah, true.
Right, and gravy, kind of. Right, mm-hmm. Right. It's hard to describe that one.
Yes,
if you look for stuffing on the internet, you can see an answer, right?
Yeah, I got.
Okay,
that's true. Yes, we also we celebrate Thanksgiving Day with family, or it can be expanded to more like a relatives or the friends too. And I really enjoy Thanksgiving Day when I was in New Jersey, and it was really, really awesome day. And
wow.
I really enjoyed the meal too.
Wow, good. Okay, how about another one in China, Lilan?
And another one in China will be Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh, the Dragon Boat Festival.
Yeah, the Dragon Boat. Yeah, it's not about the boat, but yeah, kind of related to the boat. So there are also a lot of rumors about this festival. And the widely accepted one is that this festival was established to commemorate Qu Yuan, who is one of the minister of the country of Chu, you know, long, long, long time ago. And one day Chu lost the war, and Chu was invaded by Qin. So Qu Yuan was kind of desperate, and he jumped into the river and died. But the peasants in the Chu, in this country, loves him very, very much. So in order to keep his body from being eaten by the fish in the river, so they have rowed the dragon boat to chase the fish away. And also they throw the rice ball and the dumplings into the river so that the fish will be full and not eating his body. So on this day, we eat dumplings, and also we do the dragon boat on the rivers, and we have this kind of boat rice, so something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, quite impressive, I think, this festival. And also, we get together with our family to celebrate this day.
And when was it again, the Dragon Boat Festival?
5th of May. Also, lunar calendar of China.
Okay. So that would be sometime in the summer here? How about the Western calendar?
Western calendar will be like maybe June?
June, maybe? Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
Maybe.
Okay, good. And our final American holiday here?
Yes, the final one is Independence Day.
Okay.
Which will be really surprising for Japanese people because Japan has never been independent from other countries because never be colonized. But this is very important, both historically and as a memory for contemporary society. American people will be proud of being American citizens while celebrating this day. And actually, I went to the Pennsylvania. There is a Independence Hall, and I celebrated Independence Day at that place with a full bunch of people and surrounded, and it was really nice.
Philadelphia?
Yes.
Yes, Philadelphia was very important in the American Revolution, right?
Yes. Good. And yeah, so, also, we have fireworks around the cities, and we also have different TV shows which shows us the history of the United States.
Wow. Okay. Okay, and one more holiday, important holiday in China, Lilan?
Okay, the last one I'd like to introduce to you is called Mid-Autumn Festival.
Okay, so some people, Mid-Autumn Festival, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some people also call it Mooncake Festival.
Oh.
Yeah, in a very cute way. So there are also a lot of rumors about this festival. So the one in my hometown is like this. So my parents, they told me there is a fairy who lives in the moon named Chang'e. So one day she fell in love with a mortal, but because she's from the heaven, so she's different from us, of course. So every year, only on the 5th of August, which is the day of this festival, when the moon is full, she can just reunite with her lover. So either she came down to the earth or her husband can go to the moon. And so every year in the Mid-Autumn Festival, many people pray to the moon that they help the men in their families would move forward to the moon, which means they can have a very good career. And also the women in their, the women in their families would look like Chang'e, who can enjoy both love and also have a very good career at the same time. So on this festival, we eat moon cakes and we also pray to the moon that hope we will have a very kind of perfect life, you know, some, yeah, prosper like that.
Okay, very good. Again, the Mooncake Festival, of course, yeah, is in mid-autumn. So that would be like September, right? Or October, yeah, about there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, today we heard about three festivals which are important in the United States and in China. Everyone, if you do a little search, you can see some really interesting pictures on internet. And we'll be back next month to talk more about these two important countries, China and the United States. But we'll see you next time, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
いかがでしたか？異文化ディスカッションでは今回もズームによる遠隔収録を行いました。お聞き苦しい点もあったかと思いますが、ズームによるトーク楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？感謝祭や春節など、今回紹介された祝日は日本でも知名度が高いものもありましたね。その中でアメリカと日本のクリスマスや、中国の端午節と日本の端午の節句、中国の中秋節と日本のお月見シーズンなど、日本での祝い方と比較してみるのも興味深いかもしれません。お二人には次回以降もいろいろと語ってもらいましょう。それでは次回の異文化ディスカッションまでごきげんよう。